Othman Simben was Senegalese, but he went to France when Senegal was a French colony. He stowed away on a ship and then worked in a car factory, then worked on the docks there as he was writing his first novels. And then after the independence of Senegal, he went back and made what was what some think the first film and then first feature film made by a black African filmmaker. And that first feature film was Black Girl, which not only was the first, but was and is one of the greatest films in the world, one of my favorite films in the world.
And tell us why that is.
Well, it's hard to say why you love something so much. I showed an excerpt in my class last year, and just with this 3-minute excerpt, I started crying in front of my class. It has touched me so deeply. So Black Girl, it's about post-colonial relations. A French couple living in Senegal hires a Senegalese woman to be their servant. Eventually, they all go back to France, and the situation changes drastically. And so it's a lot about racism. It actually echoes a lot with contemporary struggles, even as it's a portrait of the post-colonial world.
And there will also be a short film by Charles Burnett. The New York Times has called him America's least known great filmmaker and most gifted black director.
So Charles Burnett went to film school at UCLA, where he discovered the work of Othman Simben. UCLA was unique among film schools, being in a public institution and having an interest in forming filmmakers who were, from more popular backgrounds. And Burnett and several people in his cohort formed what eventually became known as the LA Film Rebellion, a group of black filmmakers who were making films that went that cut against what Hollywood was producing, both mainstream cinema and even the blaxploitation pictures that were also coming out of Hollywood.
The film Black Girl will run on Saturday, March 4th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Little Art Theater in Yellow Springs. And this is free admission.
Free admission. We do suggest a donation of a can of non-perishable food. We're trying to raise help fill up our local food banks, but also there's a connection to the films in the program.
Charles Fairbanks is assistant professor of media arts, and you're also a filmmaker, correct? Tell us a little bit about what you've done.
I am a filmmaker. I've made 5 different short films that are all either about my parents or about wrestling of some sort in Mexico, in the U.S., and I just finished my first feature film, which is a documentary set in Chiapas about a shaman who falls under the spell of a pyramid scheme marketed nutritional supplement and then looks to me, the director, to help him buy into the pyramid scheme.
And that just premiered?
Its world premiere was in Switzerland last April, and it just had its U.S. premiere at Slam Dance, where it won a jury prize. I've actually been surprised how warm the reaction is right now in the U.S. It's been selected for a lot of film festivals, even though it's not in English, mostly not even in Spanish. It's in a language called Zoque and has subtitles in English.
Charles Fairbanks, thanks for speaking with us again. The film Black Girl will run Saturday, March 4th at the Little Art Theater, and that is 1 in the afternoon. Charles, good luck with your film and good luck with this event.
Thank you very much.